Hello, punters. Rooftop Ron here. I always listen to From the Ladder Factory, and if you know what's good for you, you'll listen to it as well. There's loads of really good local bands on it, including my boys, The Experimentals. So enjoy From the Ladder Factory, but remember, no messing about, otherwise you'll get a slap. Don't do that, mother. That's not nice.
Just say that to him.
So I hate mine. Do you wind him up? Do you really?
Am I winding you up?
Something with a tail. Hey, look bigger than a mouse to me.
A big lump of cheese.
No, bollocks. I'm really scared of mice. That wasn't a mouse.
Yeah, not I.
Yeah. Right, okay. Well,
that knocks out as a rat then.
And, fucking hell, no. All right, Sean, I think we're ready to go, boy.
Yeah. And tell me when to start and I'll just start.
Is just going to pick anything up? Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, action, go.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That's always a bad start, isn't it? You think by now we'd have all these things sorted, wouldn't you?
Jesus, Mary and Jason.
I'm nervous. I'm in front of a group of a whole load of experts in front of me in the room today. Yeah. Welcome to the Ladder Show special, the first one for some time now. This one's been put together specially for the Swindon Shuffle. Beginning of August. So let's just go around the room. Just say a quick hello from everybody who's involved. So to my left, who've we got here?
Hi, I'm Padge. I've been involved with the Shuffle since the beginning. I think we're in our 8th year now. So
excellent. And next we've got...
I'm Dave Franklin. I've been involved in one way or another in the Shuffle since the start, but more recently in quite a major capacity.
Major capacity.
That's a big claim, is it? We will be testing your major capacity after the first
song. That was sarcasm.
And Graham over in the back there. But
hello. Yeah, it's nice to be here. Graham Fletcher, head of commercial production.
We need those commercial productions.
To
fund this wonderful event.
Oh, right.
And
there's money.
And our tech person, who will be
fucking
able to speak.
Fucking tech person. I'm Peter George Ray, proprietor, I might add.
Whose great efforts have been to set up 6 microphones for a change,
yeah.
As opposed to all sharing one.
I've been making tea, supplying biscuits, and basically supplying banter and good humour and wit. Over to you, Sean.
Okay, so it's a special show for the Swindon Shuffle. We'll talk a little bit more about the location of the event and the exact time and dates with all the bands playing, etc. But we're going to go to our first track, and this one is... from, well, everybody in Swindon will know this band, Nudie Bronk, has a track called Fond of You.
Yeah, I think you're stunning, yeah, I think you're stunning. Have we never met? Socially confusing, and that I'm fond of you. And I don't want anything else. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. Yeah, I think you're stunning. Yeah, I think you're stunning. I'm keen to catch your eye. And I God, I must be stupid, awkward and deluded to even start to think. But I could ever make it with you. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. What's it gonna be? Tell me. What's it gonna be? I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know. I don't honestly know.
Okay, Okay, yeah, that was Fond of You from a well-known local band. As Dave was saying, can't get rid of them. Stuck all over you, are they?
They seem to be everywhere I go.
Seem to be everywhere you go. All right, let's say that was...
How do you pronounce them?
Nudy Bronk.
I normally pronounce them... God, not you again.
I know just...
Spelling's completely different.
It looks like Bronk you.
Nudy Bronk.
But it is Bronk, isn't it? They have
the big question, though, is where the capital letters come. Because it changed, and the gap, is it two or right, two? Is it one?
A grammatical issue.
They just don't know what they do.
They
no
change
idea.
It themselves, no I think.
They go to school.
Well, they're not old enough to go yet.
When they go
was the nude bit come into it?
I don't know. I wouldn't like to get involved in that sort of
thing. Nothing to do with the Bronk.
I think that's schoolboy fantasy, isn't it, really? Yeah. The nudie bit. Oh, what do you reckon to that? Do we like that? Do we like that, don't we?
Oh, well, I'm a convert anyway. I've been for a long time.
You're a convict?
Different show.
That's a good happy song, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right.
They seem to.
Right. Oh dear me. We're not jukebox jury though. We're not here to slag
it. I've got a five.
Graham's got some comments when he empties.
Of course, we're the slag people.
I've got a mouthful of biscuit, but I think they're very good indeed.
Excellent.
Do you want to play Folly Fest?
Nothing.
We will mention Folly Fest at some stage.
We have a vacancy.
We've got a vacancy.
Is this about Folly Fest or is it about the Swindon Shuffle?
This is about the Swindon Shuffle. Dave, do you know when...
Sorry, sir.
Why asking the question is about Folly Fest just reinforces the name Folly Fest and the event.
Which answer?
Which you've now named 17 times.
anyway, let's get back to
where's it happening?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an organiser.
Sometime in August.
How many times are you going to mention Decoit Studios today?
You mean the Ladder Factory?
That as well. Okay. All right, yeah.
That's the city of London. Yeah. You can if you want. Anyway, let's move on.
All right, I just want... Dave, do you know when this band's supposed to be playing?
They are playing the Rolleston on the Saturday afternoon. The Saturday slot in there is sort of midday to about 6 or 7, depending on how long it goes on for. They played that slot, roughly the same slot, last year, mm-hmm. and it was mayhem. So hopefully we do more of the same.
Great.
Place was packed. Equipment ended up all over the place, as did the people in the band. So it's a good way to round it off.
I tell you what, we're going to come back to you a bit, and you're going to give us a bit more detail about the overall festival and the locations of all the venues, etc. Just after we've had a word from one of our sponsors.
Finding it hard to make ends meet? Does your husband still have to wear last season's football shirt in his local pub? Child benefit payments on 8 kids still not enough to pay for that surround sound plasma TV system? Don't despair. A little financial help could be just around the corner. Each one of those little bastards has 2 kidneys, one of which it could easily do without, and which you could be turning into instant cash at Cash for Kidneys, London Street, Farringdon. Yes, with just one flick of a surgical scalpel, you could be walking away with up to £25 in cash. Drag your brats to Cash for Kidneys today, and you could be enjoying a whole morning supply of super strength lager or stroking the scabs on a brand new tattoo. Cash for Kidneys, making the financial demands on your life a little bit easier. Find us at London Street, Farringdon, Oxfordshire.
Excellent stuff. We always need the money from our adverts. If anybody else wants to advertise with us, do get in touch with our commercial manager, Graham Fletcher, and he'll definitely help you out there. Okay, what we're going to do now, we're going to turn to Padge and Dave, who's going to tell us, both of us, between the two of them. I'm going to hand it over, basically. And initially, Padge, could you tell us a bit of history about the Swindon Shuffle, how it got off the ground and what your involvement was with it?
Okay. Well, the Swindon Shuffle started in 2007, so this is the 7th year now that it's happening. And it was started amongst a group of promoters at that time, of which I was one of that group. Who wanted to basically try and showcase what happens the rest of the year round in Swindon in the way of original live music, or certainly at that point it was original live music. The kind of remits expanded a bit over the years then. And then over the years, various different people have been involved. And like I said, this is now the 7th year.
What about the original venues going back to the beginning?
Yeah, so the original venues, the number of the ones being used this year, or a couple of them, were still originally on the first year, I think particularly the Beehive and Rolleston. But unfortunately, with a lot of the venue closures that have happened in the last year or two, in the first year we had some of the larger venues like the 12 Bar and the Furnace involved, which obviously allowed for sort of bigger events to take place. But then the Swindon Shuffle, as Dave says, is normally a reflection of the current scene, current local scene, and unfortunately that's where it is at the moment with all these closures.
It's a shame, isn't it?
What would you say the highlights were, looking back over the years from your first few years of involvement with it?
Ooh, there's a number of them, although they've all kind of done that thing of merging into one festival by now, because it's been that long. Certainly the first year, because we never expected or knew quite how it would land with the public and the kind of music-loving Swindon population. And so going into the weekend, we thought, well, we have 20 people turn up or crowded venues, and really fortunately it was the crowded venue side, and everyone had such a great weekend. And I guess beyond that, then there are kind of some individual memorable performances. I mean, obviously, bands seem to step up the level they play at, but there's always some special moments. Like I think it was 2010 or 2011 when we had the Alphonse did their last ever show, their farewell show, up at Vic, and that was a pretty special one. The room was absolutely crowded. Mm-hmm. I remember their last song seemed to go on for about 8 minutes because they didn't want to get off the stage, I think.
Enjoying it, savouring the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. And just Dave, turning to you, talking about particularly this year's event then, what are the venues again? What are the timings for getting it off the ground?
Right, well, like Padge said, there's we're sort of lacking on the bigger end, you know, bigger stage end of things. It's become more of a, I suppose, the common term these days is boutique festivals. So it's lots of smaller events, but it seems to take place over a longer period this time. So it's going to start on the Wednesday at the Running Horse, which is sort of the
just letting people know we're having some slight
I'm having a technical issue,
and normally we would say on stage, anybody spot the engineer creeping on stage, but here you can't see him, but he's there actively playing around with Dave's microphone at this stage. It's slipping,
which he's now given up on. I'll just stand there like a wicket keeper waiting for the mic to drop into my hands.
So you're talking about boutique stages as opposed to
I think it's going to be a series of smaller events. I mean, there are going to be some bigger sort of louder bands, but I think by and large it will be more back room of pub style rather than big stage venue style. But that's not a problem, because, I mean, that's sort of where the town is at the moment.
I think it's also worth adding that where in previous years sometimes we only had, say, one venue running on the Saturday evening, there will be more venues running on the same night, though. So there will actually be more diversity and availability or number of acts playing.
And it comes back to this idea that the reason it's called the Shuffle is you can watch something or watch the first three bands in one venue, wander down the road, what's another three bands in a different venue, and that's the whole point of it, that, you know, you've got a few things you can go to, like any festival, you know, plan your day and wander around a bit.
Is there a particular website address that everyone can go to with all the information on it at the moment?
How'd you know that?
Yeah, I just set it up last month, I think. It's www.swindonshuffle.org.
There is a Facebook page, so if you find that first, it should take you
yeah,
over.
And we're on Twitter as well, at Swindon_Shuffle.
Are you looking for any more bands, or all vacancies full?
Well,
now?
We've got a lot of it in place. We're still sort of tweaking stuff, but I think we've got enough bands to choose from. I mean, it's probably a bit late in the day to say, please put yourself forward, because I think it's just a matter of working with the sort of submissions we've got.
Yeah, so you've got people you can turn to.
There's never really a shortage of bands. Finding the ones. This year, the difficult thing has been is having so many sort of bigger and louder bands put themselves forward and not really having the facility to put them on, which is a bit of a shame, but hopefully next year it'll be a bit different matter.
Is it entry fees, or is it all free?
It's all free.
All venues.
Yeah, it has been for the last few years, really.
Yeah, and the Swindon Shuffle has always been something we ran as a community festival that was for the community to, you know, highlight the local scene and bring everyone together. So it's always been a not-for-profit event. But as, again, the financial challenges of recent years, it was decided to really try and strip it back and strip the cost out so that we could make it free to get as many attenders as possible. And also, I would add, though, in terms of bands' interest in playing, while this year is probably a bit too late, if they make sure they like the Facebook page, then, you know, as we get into next year, we'll always be putting messages
out. It's running all year anyway.
Yeah, so, you know, they can certainly try and get involved next year.
Great, okay. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a track from one of the bands that are playing. It's a band that's coming over from Bristol, Armchair Committee. And we're going to play one of their songs, and then we're going to go to an interview with Tom, which I recorded the other day.
situation evolve for too long.
Armchair Committee from Bristol, and a track of theirs called Imola. We're going to go to an interview now with Tom, guitar and vocals. I began the interview by asking Tom, tell us how the band... That was a different interview. My notes here are absolutely wonderful. And he's going to tell us about how busy the band have been over the last couple of years.
We have been quite busy, yeah.
You've been touring quite a bit as well, haven't you? So you're not just sticking to your local area. You're getting out and about a bit.
No, yeah, we try and tour about generally, well, constantly, really. Bristol's a great city, but you don't really want to just isolate yourself within it. There's plenty more around and out, and we've built up a fair fan base in London. We play all around, really.
Yeah, yeah. So where else have you played then? I mean, obviously, you're coming over to Swindon, because you're playing at the Swindon Shuffle, but where else have you been playing then?
Well, the last tour we did, we went up and down the country. We did... Cheltenham, Bristol, London, Manchester, Cambridge, all those kind of places. At the moment we're doing Bristol, Cardiff, mainly stuff in the southwest, trying to get into Birmingham, and then obviously coming over to Swindon with a couple more festivals in Bristol over the summer.
Oh, right. Now, your music, I've listened to a couple of tracks, really love them, really, very gutsy, aren't they? I mean... Very gutsy. I mean, you describe yourself on your website. You want to leave a trail of ringing ears in their wake.
that's one of our missions. We're just trying to make something a bit authentic and, you know, kick some life back into rock music, where, you know, in some areas it's quite overproduced now and quite commercial. We're just trying to take it back down to its roots and kind of reinvent it a little bit, but in a modern applicable kind of way.
What are your band's influences then? What's influencing your music there?
Well, it's quite diverse, really, as most bands probably would say theirs are. But I think you could draw comparisons to Zeppelin and the big Pink Floyd flat pans. Dave, the bass player, is really into instrumental music, so there's a lot of progressive stuff in there, which we kind of take into account with our song structuring and stuff. We like to try and use unconventional song structures where possible, but also keep it all about the melody. And you know, we're really, all really into stuff like Muse and Radiohead. So it's melodic but instrumentally interesting stuff, I think, is how you would tie together our influences.
prog rock is definitely alive and kicking these days, isn't it?
It is. I don't know if I'd describe us as prog rock.
No, no, but I'm just saying your some of your background there, some of your influences. It's you're allowed to say it these days, aren't we? Years ago, it would have been hidden under the sheets.
Yes. People have said the words prog rock to us before, and we've kind of winced at the idea. But I guess you could, I guess I can see why people would think that, and we've definitely got influences from elements of prog as well.
Now tell us about your new release you've had, because you've really gone to town. You know, a professional studio, and is it Studio West, Supergrass, and Radiohead did some recording.
We went to Courtyard Studios in Oxfordshire, and we recorded with Ian Davenport, who's produced Bamba Skulls most recently, the Dinosaur Pilot. He's done a lot of stuff with Radiohead on the side, and Supergrass and stuff like that. And the studio itself is one that Radiohead used quite a lot. So it was really fun getting in there. We did a week in there, and we recorded our current EP, which is called Imola. And it's a 4-track EP. And so we've been touring off the back of that ever since, with a view to record an album late this year.
From the Ladder Factory, we'll continue after a word from our sponsor. Ladies, fed up with being a real ale widow? Endless repeats of Top Gear on Dave TV doing nothing for your libido? Desperate for a bit of this? A little more champagne with the caviar before I serve up the saucisson, eh? What you need is Man in a Can from the Mantastic Home Help Emporium, Lechlade Road, Farringdon. Yes, just twist and tug and you've pulled. He and all his relevant parts just pop up to attention, lasting anything up to 4 hours.
I've been using Man in a Can for months. I always have one in my handbag, and when I've finished, I just burst it with a pin and he simply evaporates. What better use can you think of for a small prick?
When your man can't, Man in a Can can. Man in a Can from the Mantastic Home Help Emporium, Lechlade Road, Farringdon, Oxfordshire.
Okay, yeah, that was the band Armchair Committee from Bristol, and I was at our interview with Tom, guitarist and vocals, and their track Imola. They're just chatting about the band here, doing a bit of research on their website, and their aim is to create a lot of noise in crowds of people. So, if they're creating a lot of noise for loads of people, are we picking that up? Has anybody here seen this band at all?
No, I haven't. They're one of Ed's selections. Ed's one of the other organisers. They have been up a couple of times as supports when the furnace was running. I think they've played there, but I haven't seen them myself. No.
Okay. On their website, they're claiming they're playing the Shuffle on the 9th, but as we were just chatting off air, we're a bit unclear about that. Is that does anybody here know the date that they're playing? Or,
well, Ed's organising the Rolleston stage on the Sunday night, which is the 11th.
Sounds like Ed's fucked it up.
Or maybe the band have got the wrong details. I don't know. But if the website that you mentioned earlier on will have the full details very shortly. It'll all be on.
Well, there's stuff going up all the time as new stages get confirmed. It's going up.
Right,
so
okay, right. Both that and the Facebook page.
Yeah. So if you just we'll mention that just one more time, and again towards the end of the show. So we won't mention dates throughout the interview, just in case at the hour show, because we might not get it right. But we can say, so we'll just remind people of the website to get all this correct information from.
The website is www.swindonshuffle.org, and the dates of the whole event is from the 7th till the 11th. We just obviously can't go into the detail at the moment of exactly what bands, what date.
Great. Okay. All right. That's wonderful. And just let people know if they're interested in this band, and then unfortunately miss them at the Shuffle, subject to their website being accurate, they're playing on the 15th of August at the Full Moon in Cardiff, and the 25th of August at... Oh, I can't pronounce this. Go on, somebody else. Nambuka? Go on, somebody. How do you pronounce that?
Nambuka. Yes.
Nambuka in London. Does anybody know this venue at all?
It's quite a famous name, Nambuka.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, then maybe it is accurate. All right, if you want to see Armchair Committee from Bristol, they're there. And they are playing quite a few other venues as well, but that's just two dates I picked off their website. I think it's time for another track, actually, isn't it? So another one that Dave's brought along, and this is The Shudders. I'll be the dog you... I can't do it wrong. I'll be the dog you can kick.
Nice.
Would you throw a line up to me, you great big occupy my heart a little while. I got a bad addiction. It's your addiction.
Okay, that was The Shudders. Will be I'll be the dog. I'll be the dog you can kick. I want to say day there. That's probably because of the way I've written it in my handwritten notes. Doesn't really help, really, does it? When the handwritten notes aren't written wonderfully.
No. Who wrote the handwritten notes, Sean?
It's somebody who needs to be shot at this stage, I should
was
think,
it
really.
PA? Okay. Was it your PA?
It could be my PA, yeah, okay. Anyway, we're talking here about overall. It's about the Swindon Shuffle, which is at the beginning of August. And Graham, you were just asking, because obviously you're interested in this event because you're heavily involved in the Folly Fest in Farringdon.
That's right.
Which we'll mention a little bit later on.
You said you weren't going to mention the Folly Fest.
It's a double.
Who mentioned the Folly Fest?
So, because of your interest in that, you got some. Yeah. You need to ask some questions.
I think, tight times and all that. Fundraising for festivals. We know what we've done. How did you guys get on with raising some money for it, and how did you do it? Non-for-profit organisation as you are.
Yeah, I mean, we were really lucky that in the first year we were doing it, back in 2007, the Swindon Cultural Partnership had a fund available for startup festivals, so we got a couple of £1,000 from them, which is why we kind of, you know, went all out, did programmes, had T-shirts and banners and everything else. And then the following couple of years, the door money, or some of the door money, was used. Sorry, Peter's
there's a bit. There's one or two people being slightly down. Immature in this yes. highly professional recording here.
Sorry.
There are certain segments.
There's one per person being highly immature.
Do carry on.
Is he our tech minion?
No, he owns the.
He's our dear leader.
He gets away with it, doesn't he?
So he gets away with
it. My microphone.
That's what you were saying.
Anyway, coming back to Graham's question, and the answer to Graham's question about are you getting it off the ground?
Yeah, so the second.
Oh, God, it's so. No,
no, no, no, no.
I think we may just have some editing here, or should we just kind of, so Graham's question was about fundraising.
It was,
wasn't it,
yes. Really? Yes.
And Pad, you were explaining there very carefully, very professionally, with a well-prepared answer, and now we're going to kick Pete in the bollocks. But apart from that, do continue.
I'd like to volunteer to do that. If that's
what, do the kicking?
Yes. Sorry, do carry on.
That's fine. But yeah, coming back to it, second, third year was using some of the door money, with the rest going to charity. And then obviously the third year was when all the financial recession really kicked in, things started getting really tough. And ever since then, we've tried to scale right back the costs. So that's why we don't have programs, T-shirts or any of that stuff anymore. And certainly by this year, it's we've managed to keep the costs quite down to
we
a minimum.
Basically look down the back of the sofa. that's our budget. That's right.
But it is me and Dave mostly funding the bits this year so far.
And hoping we make it back.
What's your biggest overhead then?
Sound engineers. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, although you can normally get bands to play for nothing because it's such an event that they don't mind coming in. So, although, of course, sound engineers still need to come in and earn a living, so that's the real overhead. In the past, we have worked with out-of-town bands on the basis that if you're travelling long distance, we'll put some money in, but even that's had to sort of take a back seat this year because there just is no money.
Yeah, a sound engineer per venue, that's going to mount, isn't it?
Well, some of the venues are sort of small and run their own thing, you know, because you can have a certain amount of it's only really vocal PAs in the smaller venues, so you know, either the people run it on stage or there's someone at part of the setup that's good enough to do it.
It's the big bands that cause the
but
problems,
but you still, you know, there's still a little bit of a, you know, a stretch to find, because there's probably about three venues that we need to set up as proper venues, I suppose. But
Last year you had a double CD was provided, which did that raise money? Were you considering doing that this year? Was that a fundraiser?
Well, it was there to try and it was sort of both a promotional device, and I think it was trying to pay off the cost of the sound engineering.
Yeah, it was trying to make a bit more money, I think, towards the whole pot, because we did do a CD in the first year as well, again, when we had the extra money with the startup fund. Mm. And I guess last year was also, the fifth or sixth year, so it also, I think, made sense just in terms of, again, documenting the music scene around
the
time.
And it was quite a big event last year, because the timing was right that, the furnace was still around, the 12-bar was still around, so there were a lot more bands playing, so I think it was quite nice to have that sort of, because it was a nice big double CD.
It was really well done.
But again, no, it's just the money's not available. It's these things we'd like to do, but you cut your coat to fit your cloth or whatever.
Are you effectively looking for a sponsor? Are you looking for sort of an angel, an sponsorship angel?
We would be interested in talking to the right people, but I think there's an ethic at stake. There's a mindset at stake.
Yeah, I think because we've proved we can do this festival without the need for sort of some big funding, I think it's therefore making sure it's the right people or the right type of funding if we were to do that. I mean, the other thing I was just going to add is we're also fortunate, and things change year to year depending on who can just kind of input their time. So again, I think with the CD, there was probably some work done with that. There's probably people helping out.
I think the team was a bit bigger last year. I mean, I think that's what we need to sort of develop, really, is get more people on board in the future, I think.
Time's just as important as money, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. And in something like this, more so, because, you know, the money factor is, you know, you're not making any money, but you're not losing much money. But that then translates into the fact that if you're not throwing money at it, you are throwing time at it. Yeah,
exactly. Again, it's as much people helping out with skills, because this year I'm doing all the artwork and I set up the website, and I'm not really a technical person. And when we leave here, I'll probably be going home till midnight finishing the poster off. Probably finding
more people.
There's
a lot of effort in this, and I know you say all the bands are playing for free, and the only people who are really paying your sound engineers is a bit. But sometimes, I think one message just needs to go out. Some bands who get invited then say, I don't know if it's happening with yours, say, are we getting paid for this? And you sort of think, well, hang on a minute, there's a lot of people in the background, organisers and volunteers, who are putting months of effort into it, and nobody ever thinks, well, are they going to get paid? If you pay the bands, where do you draw the line? If it's a case of, this is an event that's free, there's no entry fee, you've got to draw the line somewhere. If it's a case of, we're not paying, we can't pay, great if you come along, because...
Well, I think by now, because of the last few years have been run like that, I think now people understand that, you know... We're happy for bands to come and play, but there will be no money. But it's I think people are just happy to be part of the event because sure. it is a great sort of meeting of everyone. Well, everyone on the Swindon scene, really.
Yeah. I think it's time to go for a weather update. Actually,
here's yours truly with the weather.
Today it's going to be fucking up. So, ladies, plenty of Factor 50 on those jugs. Go on, squirt it on and rub it in.
Cut.
What?
Now.
Thank you very much. Timing is one. Timing is everything. I think we need a drummer in here to give us some good timing, really, don't we? Okay, as you can, as you could hear there, feelings are very strong, quite understandably, about performers being paid for these sorts of events and where the line is drawn between organisers. Obviously, put a lot of effort and time into this, and it's a subject we will come back to. But I just want to go to an interview now with the drummer from a local Swindon band, British Harlem. So we've got an interview here with A.D. Batt, who's going to explain to us where the band got its name from.
It was our frontman Ben came up with the name. We all listened to a fair bit of soul and Motown and that sort of stuff, and it stemmed from him listening to Aretha's version of Spanish Harlem.
Right.
And what with us being a British band, he sort of chucked that one into the mix. We all sort of liked the sound of it, so yeah, we decided to go with it.
So you have been together for a while, but not under this name, is that right?
It's about 2 years, but we were originally called Young Blood, and then yeah, we changed the name at the start of this year.
Is that reflected in a change of music, or is it just a case of let's have a new name?
It was the first time around. It was all pretty rushed, to be honest, and I don't think any of us were really sort of happy with the name.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a load of material sort of together towards the end of last year that we were really sort of excited about. So we thought we'd better change the name at that point, really.
So what's the future holding for you then? What sort of gigs you got coming up in the next couple of months?
We've got a few festival slots coming up. We're playing Fieldview towards Chippenham Way. And then a bit more local, we're playing Swindon Pride SN1 Fest with the Buzzwell Orchestra and the Swindon Shuffle.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, obviously, this interview is obviously for the Swindon Shuffle podcast, obviously. But you're playing with the Buzzwell Orchestra. I mean, that's a sizeable.
Yeah.
I
think it's the sort of thing that Sean Buzzwell's put together. And he's got a few local acts that are all going to come on and do one song each with the orchestra.
Brilliant.
We've not actually had a rehearsal yet, so it'll be interesting to see how that one comes off.
I don't think you do rehearsals with Sean. I think it's expected you just snap straight into it, isn't it?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, that's good. And what about any releases? You got anything new coming up?
We've got quite a lot of new material that we're really sort of excited about. So I think the next plan is in with the next few months to get in the studio and get one or two of those tracks down and then look towards doing a single release sort of mid-summer, I think.
Great. Yeah.
We're almost there, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks very much.
We'll put it out next week.
Yeah. Okay. Just in line with the shuffle as well. Absolutely. Yeah. So thanks very much for chatting to us. Really appreciate that.
And, all right. It's been good chatting.
Okay. And good luck for the future.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Cheers.
Although it's
drunk, but you're never drunk. Hey. You make me feel useless, darling. Just make me feel worth it, oh darling. I wanna get some, I wanna get some. I'm always drunk, but you're never drunk. You make me feel useless, darling. Just make me feel worth it, oh darling.
This is 80 from British Harlem. And we love listening to From the Ladder Factory.
Okay, yeah, that was British Harlem, Swindon Band, with a track of theirs called Get Some. Now, I do understand, and I think my information is correct, that they are playing the Shuffle on the 11th. Is that right?
Yeah,
they're one of the Sunday night bands, one of the bigger, sort of louder bands for the Sunday night.
Which venue?
They're at the Rolleston.
They're at the Rolleston, okay. I haven't met the band, I don't know much about them. Do you know them, or...?
I've not seen British Harlem yet live, so I'm looking forward to seeing them that night. But I originally put it Ben Altieri.
They've evolved through a series of sort of bands.
Yeah, the Paddock and Napoleon in Rags, who played Glastonbury last year or the year before.
Yeah, they've always been a group of musicians that have been one of those sort of more successful lot. You know, they get out of town and get some of the good sort of. Sort of smaller stages at these bigger festivals.
Yeah,
I got here.
They just don't seem to stay together very long, and then
they
turn up in a different sort of format.
I think they were saying that under this name they've been together 2 years.
Oh right.
They mentioned the interview. Then I've forgotten now. They were under a different name 2 years ago. So I think as a group of people,
then they played Glastonbury.
Together for
yeah, they played Glastonbury's Napoleon
yeah,
Rags,
so
didn't they?
About 2 years ago, they played Glastonbury as Napoleon Rags. BBC introducing stage, because the year before the Alphons had done it, and then they got on the following year.
They're only a three-piece now, aren't they?
They're four-piece, I think.
There's normally another guitar there, isn't there?
Mm. They were four-piece when they were out here and you did the video.
Yeah, but since then I think they've got 80 places of drums now, I think. Jordan's left. I think they're a three-piece.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I might be wrong. But I know that Dave's playing bass. He was playing guitar.
Right.
Well, they got a few
and
gigs.
Ben's playing guitar and singing.
Look at their website. They're 3rd of August. They're playing the Fieldview Festival over at Chippenham, and same weekend as the Shuffle on August the 10th. That's Saturday. They're playing Swindon Pride, and as we said, for God's sakes, we're trying to be so. Oh dear!
What did he say? What was that?
Nothing.
Did I hear that correctly? Somebody being politically incorrect.
I think they are.
Guess who?
I think all the levels of professionals have gone straight out the window. I think it went out the window before we switched on the recording. So then we are playing this, and they are playing the Shuffle on the Sunday the 11th as well. I think it's time now for Pete to make some tea, actually, isn't it? So somehow or other, I think you call it puff to tea, didn't you, actually? That's what was on your mind, wasn't it? Yeah.
Lesbian tea.
But should we have a slight break in recording for a minute or two, should we do that?
Let's have an arm wrestle whilst we have a cup of tea. Let's get dressed again, get our clothes back on, and then have a cup of tea, and then we're back with it.
Well, put that fan on to cool down first, then.
Cheerio.
Cheerio.
But now we're back.
Your call is important to us. Please hold the line.
Now yeah. Graham's gone, let's talk about Graham.
Oh, yeah, what the useless bloke.
It's fucking rubbish, isn't it?
It's terrible, isn't it? What does he actually do for this show? I don't really
know.
What does he do generally?
Anyway?
He's not really with it, is he? Mr. Invisible.
I knew you. I just let him in.
Oh, absolutely. Graham Fetch, just followed
you
me down, really.
I thought you knew him, Patch.
No.
He's not here, nothing. So is that she?
I thought he was the owner.
Is he a Follyfest infiltrator?
I don't think.
I think he's a Ladder Factory groupie, really, isn't he?
Oh fuck, I hope not.
He's one of those. Just follows you all around, isn't he?
I don't know. We could do with roadies, but maybe. Not a groupie.
Yeah, he misread the advert.
It'd be worse if you were recording this now while we're drinking our tea. That'd be terrible.
Blimey.
If that got out into the world, really.
Shocker, man.
It would be a shocker anyway.
It's good job it's a good job this is closely edited after the event, isn't it? Because you know, you wouldn't want any of this getting into the final
professionalism
broadcast.
Is our middle word. He's back. He's dribbled. You can see he's been dribbling, hasn't he? He's gone to the little boy's room.
Did you give it a good shake, did you?
I don't know.
I don't know. Shut with the leads in three.
Pete's going to have to clean it up afterwards, then.
Yeah.
Should we go back? Some music? Should we have some more music? And then we can chat about that important subject that everybody feels so strongly about. But we'll just have another track first. Here's a track by, you know these gits, don't you? Rumour Shed. I think they're fucking rubbish.
Fucking rubbish.
Rubbish. Here's Rumour Shed with a track of theirs called The End.
Shelter of dens, still the rain it pours in. And I never, ever thought I'd stand still. The light from the moon reflected off the sea. And still I stood as shadows cast their sails over me.
Shed there, which are NX Dacoit members of that band, is that right, Pete?
Yeah, Neil Mercer, lovely chap.
And that was a track of theirs called The End.
Fine musician.
I know, I shouldn't ask, do you know which date or which venue they're playing at the Shuffle?
They're also Raleigh Saturday afternoon, so they're another one of my selections.
Yeah, good. She's got a lovely voice, isn't she?
She's got a great voice.
Lovely, husky, warm.
Right, calm down.
She tried out with our band at first, didn't she? Or one of our bands, Black Sheep Apprentice. Didn't quite work with that, but then went on to form Rumour Shed. And
I think they recorded wise.
So much better.
Works really well, her voice.
Just want to come back to a subject which we all feel quite hot under the collar, we all feel very strongly about.
Ed's voice.
No, there are lots of subjects we could get hot under the collar about, but the one directly and indirectly related to the subject matter here, but putting on events and
Folly Fest. Paid
and Folly Fest, we could talk about
did
that.
Did you say Folly Fest?
I didn't say Folly Fest.
Wake me up when the Folly Fest is on.
What are the dates of Folly Fest? Should we just say that one now, Graham? What are the dates of Folly Fest?
What the fuck is Folly Fest anyway?
The dates is the 2nd, the 3rd and the 4th of August.
We will come back to a lot more detail about it shortly.
So when you've got over the disappointment of that, you can come to the show.
And that, of course, is in Farringdon, not Swindon.
In Farringdon, which is the marketplace.
It's on the board.
A huge event. A huge event. But no, we're talking about bands being played and who should get paid. Who should get paid for events and putting on events? Where the line should be drawn?
Well, I do my interject.
You're going to start.
I'm throwing this subject open to the floor.
Well, I think on this occasion, as in most occasions like this, Dave and Padge and anybody else involved have put a huge lot of time and effort into it with no financial reward at all. I think that's clear. from the outset that's the case. Therefore, as it is a local festival, it's essentially for local artists, everyone, you know, as a musician, we all know that and we respect that and we'd like to be supportive in that and take part. I think the confusion comes when, if you remove the one-off events like the Swindon Shuffle, on a regular day-to-day basis, actually bands, I don't think, are valued as much as they could be. And most promoters, i.e. people who run the bar, make the money from the beer, they actually do really well out of local gigs. The bands don't, on the whole, I'd say.
Yeah, well, they need to do well out of a gig, because then there are the venues for performance. It's kind of a full circle, isn't it?
They do, but there needs to be I think there needs to be a more appreciation for the artist here.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But the thing is, being someone, a few years ago, took over a thing called Songs of Praise, which is run in the Victoria, in Swindon, which is one of the bigger venues. Now, the weekends, they make their money really from the bigger names and from a lot of tribute acts. Now, they could just stick to doing that, but what we're lucky enough is that during my shows are normally on a Thursday, the money they make doing that stuff at the weekend enables them to say, you can put some original music on, it doesn't matter if we don't take much money, and to be honest, some nights it's very, very poorly populated, but I still get a small budget for doing it, and we're still able to get some good out-of-town original bands in to mix in with our local stuff.
So it's been subsidised in an indirect way, really, isn't it? By the, you know, the tribute bands and the bigger name bands.
Very much in the case of that venue.
Yeah,
I mean, it's different wherever you go. But the one thing I would also say is, if no one's turning up to these shows, I will probably still be able to put them on, but I'm not going to get a lot of money for them. That money then gets paid to the bands. I mean, I must admit, Songs of Praise, a bit like the Shuffle, is a non-profit thing. We pay the bands what we can. Sometimes it's pretty good, other nights it's not so great. But if people aren't turning up to shows to watch original music, that's where the problem starts.
Yeah.
Because if, say, like I rammed that place on a Thursday night and got 150 people in there, I would be given a bigger budget for that night, for which I can then pay the bands. And they are free shows, so people are coming in for nothing. You know, we've started putting the bucket round to try and make it work, but it does show you the reality of how some people think, because sometimes they say, how much is it? It's free to come in, but anything you want to put in the bucket's fine. They just walk past you. Or they will get a handful of pound coins out and pull out a 20 pence piece and chuck it in there.
Yeah.
You know, you think, well, that's fine if you want to be like that, but that is why original music suffers.
Well, it's a tricky one, isn't it? To know, sort of chicken and egg in a way.
Also, to some degree, dare I say, bands cut their own throat because, you know, everybody wants to perform. People like performing and say, I'll even perform for free. How would you want to come and play? And that, and it's great. People have that attitude, want to do it. And I don't know how, unless they all banded together. I know there is the Musicians Union, but it's a bit of a loose thing, really, isn't it?
Well, no, I mean, it's a proper union, but I would be surprised if more than 5% of the people playing music on a local level are a member of the union.
Exactly.
I think the other problem is, even if they banded together, again, it's as Dave said, it's where's the money going to come from? I mean,
if you come to me and say MU rates are 50 quid a go,
It's not worthwhile, is it? The first thing I'm going to say is, sorry, I can't book you.
Yeah. And you don't get the gig.
And then you get a tribute band that bring in a lot of people.
Well, absolutely. But if that's what people are turning up for, then...
But that's not the sort of event you'd want to promote.
No, but I mean, if that's what makes music work, that's what people are going for, then I suppose, you know, that's a reflection of people's taste. But, you know, if you do want to support original music, it's as simple as go and watch the damn stuff.
There's a grey area between professional musicians and amateur musicians.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are local, aren't they? So that's where the union. Am I right in assuming that the Musicians Union supports both? Or?
Well, anyone can be a member of the Musicians Union. But really, it is in the way that most unions are. It's really about supporting the rights of full-time players, you know, making sure that,
because
there's a recognised pay scale, which you could then go to the employer and say, this is the minimum wage for what I do. Whereas, you know, local music's a whole different... I don't know anyone who uses that. Probably kicks in when you're talking about professional orchestras or session musicians and things like that.
Yeah, small session musicians. Contracts and stuff like that have been negotiated.
Then I think they're really highly negotiable. There's minimum guidelines, no doubt.
Which
you're talking about. Yeah.
And I think, as Dave was saying before we came to this section as well, or pointed out, you know, you can say this doesn't apply so much to the local amateur musicians who are doing it as a hobby. But then I know some of the professional musicians I know who are members of the uni, you know, some of their gripes are the fact that actually then venues and organisations are using the free amateurs, so they're undercutting their kind of their day job.
Well, that's happening in all walks of life, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, all companies now have got interns for anything up to a year who've come out of colleges.
I mean,
it's the same analogy, isn't it?
Well, and yeah,
but
and,
it will get them jobs.
And more certainly in any art form as well, because I've got a friend who are photographers, and the one thing they would say is even the big newspapers now will buy or will have access to free or very, very cheap pictures.
It's almost library music, isn't it?
But yeah, but the stuff is of such a very average standard, but they can get so much of it for nothing. Yeah.
Photography is a very good example, because
I
obviously I'm from that industry myself.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, and people will get cheap photography done by students who will do it and get paid to keep them going through college.
Yeah.
You know, where do you draw the line on that?
Yeah,
it's really a free market.
A number of the news agencies are even, I think, now just using kind of someone's at the scene, they've got an iPhone, they take it, they just pretty much use it for free.
Yeah.
I think technology has played a huge part, because if you also look at the bands, and I guess you as a studio owner, again, more and more people are able to just get the software on their own PCs, and it's not as good a quality, but it can do their own thing, and they're doing that. So, yes, effectively,
progress is not always the way forward.
Back to basics.
Let's have a friendly word with someone, then we're going to go into our next interview.
From theladderfactory.com, where all the music is ethically sourced and organically grown for your listening pleasure and well-being.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go to, it's the last band in our show now. We've got a band coming over from Gloucestershire. Called
Gloucester?
can you do it in the Gloucestershire accent now?
Yeah, no Welsh.
No Welsh accents.
That was fucking rubbish, wasn't it?
It is a band called Athemia, Bernie and Michaela. And the band have, just a bit of background to them, doing 200 gigs, which I think is quite a lot, I think, for one band.
Isn't a week.
Is that in one night?
One week, yes. They've done 27 radio station performances over the last couple of years as well. And, first of all, began the interview talking to Bernie, and he's going to tell us how the band got together.
We got together 2 years ago as Athemia. Prior to that, we met because Michaela came for guitar lessons. But within a couple of weeks, I realised she wrote songs from the same place that I did, and so she belonged to the same tribe, and I said, I can't take any money off you, and that's when we had our first tiff. She said, if I can't pay you, I ain't coming.
Well, that's not very good for business, though, is it?
Well, yeah, I don't care about business. Well, it worked.
Well, yeah.
So, But we realised that we could write songs together absolutely effortlessly. I'll let Michaela tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah, please do, Michaela, yes.
Yeah, so obviously after our tiff, we did write songs effortlessly, and we just found that also our voices gelled so well together. And I'd written stuff a long time ago that I actually brought to the table. Bernie did harmonies on and did lots of really lovely riffs too. And we just kind of took it from there, really. It just worked. And our voices just gelled completely, and it, as he said, it just felt totally effortless.
So you were, it's an acoustic duo, so it's two vocals, two guitars, is that right?
Yeah, two vocals, two guitars.
Do you use many effects on that, or is it literally just that?
Yeah, it's just that.
And where have you been gigging? What's your area of, where you're active, really?
We've been covering a lot of ground, actually. In the last 2 years, we've done over 230 gigs. We've gone as far up as Liverpool. We've played in Swindon quite a bit. We've also played in Nottingham, and we've played in Dorset. We've kind of covered most areas. We kind of started this area, Cheltenham, Gloucester, Bath, Bristol, and we worked outwards, really.
You mentioned there, Bernie, at when you realised Michaela's a sort of songwriter in the same style, in the same tribes. I think tribe you mentioned. So how do you? That's a very good way of describing it. Tell us about this tribe then. What sort of your joint background then? What's your outlook musically then?
The thing is that we both have high empathy levels, so we get hurt very easily. It means we know what it's like to go through a certain amount of pain, and we've both been there and come out the other end. And it's always inspired us to write songs based on that, the way we feel emotionally and spiritually. When we started to play those songs to other people, what we realised is they would connect with that. And some of the things that they've told us has really supported that we're doing the right thing. So in a way, we're kind of musical healers. We sort of go around singing everything that we believe in, and we both are totally at one in this. To a staggering degree, you know. I mean, we believe there's a new age. It's called the Age of Sincerity.
Oh, right. Go on, then.
And if you look around the world at the moment as it is, and all dictators being found out, and politicians and bankers and everybody else, it doesn't mean people in this world won't do the wrong thing. It means they will do it, but they know that we know they're doing it. Well, both Michaela and I are very honest, and in that we are as one. And even if it was detrimental to us, we would still tell the truth. And we just truly believe, and this is going to sound a bit old if you like, but we truly believe in love. That's as simple as that. We go around spreading that and hugging people all over the place. And we seem to be creating a completely different vibe. You know, even the likes on our Facebook page are all genuine.
Yeah.
We say, don't like us unless you like our music or performance. You know, and in that, we are. We're both at one. Aren't we, Michaela?
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I couldn't have said that better myself.
So what things have you got lined up for the summer, then?
This summer, we're obviously playing... we're back in London. We just did Oxjam. We're back in Proud Camden and performing there. We're actually playing Brisfest. We've been blessed enough to get into Brisfest. We're going to be heading to Totnes Festival, Cambridge Folk Festival. And, do you know, off the top of my head, I can't actually
do any others,
but there's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Facebook page, actually.
That sounds like you've got a good summer ahead of you, anyway.
We certainly have. And we're also hosting and headlining a festival of original music in Cirencester itself. So that's pretty important. Basically gives people, songwriters, a chance to obviously platform themselves and sometimes play for the first time to an audience. But we've got really established acts this year from BBC Radio 2 that have done sessions and Glastonbury Festival. So just amazing, really. It's all exciting.
Well, thanks so much for chatting to us, and we're really looking forward to seeing you at the Shuffle this year.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a phone interview there I did with Bernie and Michaela from the band Athemia, which you probably tell, so the recording isn't as wonderful as we'd like it to be. But we're going to play one of their tracks now, and this is Katie Kate from the band Athemia.
He says, let's give it one more try. Katie, Kate, what is wrong? Can you hear his lies? You can't give yourself to all these men and feel warm inside. The danger is you won't survive. You can't undo what's already done. You have a choice. You don't have to run. Understood.
try again and again and again and again. Katie, Kate, what is wrong? Can't you hear his lies? Can't you see the woman that you are inside? The hope is, the hope is, you can survive. Can't undo what's already done. You have a choice, you don't have to run. You can't fight the enemies in your mind. Katie, Kate, Katie, Kate, you're understood.
That was Athemia. It was Athemia, wasn't it? Actually, we're not talking about Athena in that bottom advert, are we? That bottom photograph.
But don't you know a story about someone who was in a video?
No, well, anyway, that's a very different story, completely differently. And there'll be no recordings of any conversations about things that we shouldn't be talking about whatsoever. No, that was Athemia, a band from Gloucester. Bernie McKayley, we just had an interview with there. And Dave, you're saying you know the date they're playing as well?
They're playing the launch party. They're part of the Running Horse launch party on the 7th, on the Wednesday. So that's down on Wootton-Bassett Road, just on the outskirts of Swindon. That's where it all kicks off.
Okay, and they've got some other gigs lined up. If you don't manage to make it to see them at Shuffle, they're on the 28th of July, they're playing the Cambridge Folk Festival. And on the 25th of August, they're playing Tree Fest at Westonbirt. And just looking at their website, one of their interests are, we love meeting people. Did you pick that up from the interview? They love meeting people, right? Really?
Congratulations.
I think they love people, basically.
I don't like people.
No. You won't get on with them.
Because people don't like you.
So I've met people and I wasn't impressed.
Do you know, I've met
you like the sort of festival when nobody turns up, don't you?
Well, the ones I run, yeah.
That's always a big success.
Sounds like the Shuffle.
That's what I love about the Shuffle, yeah.
It's going, as each year goes on, it goes down. The smaller and smaller venues.
Yeah.
Smaller. And next year, it'll be a phone box or something. Will it?
Dave's flat, I think.
I'm not.
Actually, we do have a final word from Athemia. They want to tell us something. Actually,
are they not finished yet? Then
no, they got something to tell us.
Here they come.
Try that again.
Whenever you're ready.
We are Athemia, and we love listening from. Listening to from the Ladder Factory.
Hang on a minute. I think your band needs a drummer for timing.
We need a drummer.
All right, one more time. Go on.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. We are Athemia, and we love listening to from the Ladder Factory.
I think they do. They're a lovely couple by the sound of it, aren't they?
They're slightly unhinged.
I think they just love love, basically, don't they, really? They just love love. All right. That was a theme, coming over from Gloucestershire to play the ladder. This is the ladder factory. Yeah. To play the shuffle. And let's just clarify those dates, just in case if anyone's missed it. If you managed to get to this end of the show anyway, just remind people the dates and website and contact details and just give us a bit of a summary there.
Right. Dates are. Starts on the Wednesday, the 7th, Running Horse. Thursday, there will be something going on, but we're still putting that together. Probably a bit sort of low-key, open mic type thing. Friday, we have Piri Piri and the Castle. Saturday, Rolleston and the Beehive and also the Castle.
And also the Postmodern.
Oh, and the Postmodern, yeah, the art. Place is doing an art and music installation, which all sounds very interesting. It's sort of new for a bit of a new crossover for this time.
So you actually the event is actually expanding in one respect, other things.
And finally, just say Sunday, Rolleston. So Sunday the 11th is the last day, and that's the Rolleston, which is the bigger sort of shoutier stuff. And the Beehive as well in the afternoon. I think that's everything. But there will be some other little bits cropping up. Some, you know, maybe some smaller coffee shop type things. We're talking to some poetry readings. So,
but people can get hold of that on your website, your Facebook.
Yeah,
pages.
As it goes into place, it will be on the website, on Facebook, and on the address that Padge is about to tell you.
www.swinandshuffle.org.
That's great.
Beautifully done.
And of course, there's one venue which we don't want to forget, of course, which is Shuffle at Riff's Bar. And that's run by Andy and the crew from the Swindon 105.5, the late gig show, which it's on the radio station Swindon 105.5 on every Sunday evening. And at Riff's Bar for the Swindon Shuffle event, they've got Friday the 9th of August, Burn Through and Savant and Jimmy Moore. And on Sunday the 11th, they've got Ali Finneran and Theo Altieri. Well, thanks so much for everybody for coming together, putting all the effort in and coming out here on a glorious Sunday afternoon to put this show together. So I think we should all just thank ourselves, really, shouldn't we?
Well done, Peter.
Not literally yourself.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Okay. Maybe you won't then. Maybe we'll bypass that thing, actually. Okay, I think we just got a final word from our friend, Mr. Reverend Bottikoff, who's going to say goodbye to us.
Coming up in just a few moments, a completely pointless shipping forecast for Coles Hill, Buckland and Highworth. But before that, here's the Reverend Cuthbert Bottikoff with his thought for the day.
When you move in right up close to me, that's when I get the shakes all over me. Quivers down my backbone, I got the shakes down my knee bone. Yeah, the tremors in my thigh bone, shaking all over.